and thanks for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. My name is Dr. Natalie Yaley, board certified doctor of chiropractic, clinical thermography technician, and physician certified by the American Academy of Thermology in order to interpret your thermograms. And I pride myself in saying we are the only clinic in the nation and in Dayton, well, obviously, that provides the imaging services and interpretation of thermology under one roof. That is right. Most clinics that do thermography, which is an FDA tool approved by the FDA since 1982, actually, to detect breast cancer in conjunction with other modalities such as mammograms, ultrasound, and blood testing. So yes, it is an FDA approved tool used to detect breast cancer activity. And thermography, I've been doing the imaging now for 14 years, and I was certified at the end of 2019 for interpretation. And so I've seen thousands of thermograms. In fact, this year, we did over 200 thermograms in just the months of May and October alone. Now, in May and October, we do 10% off. So that really gets the patients excited to come in, get everything updated. We're on a schedule, so it works out very well for everybody. But if you've never had a thermogram, I highly recommend it for women ages 30 and over. At the age of 30, you could probably get by doing it every other year. But by the time you get to age 40, it'd be great to do every year just to be sure that there's no changes that are coming up. And the whole theme of this show for today is pretty much I'm just going to go over what I've done this year. We're going to go over some case studies, some patients that were diagnosed with certain disorders based on the lab testing we did. I have a really interesting one that I'm going to share with you first. And then I'm going to go over some testimonies. So the first thing I'm going to do is just start with a testimony. But before we get into that, like I was saying, if you've never had a thermogram done for the breast, I highly recommend it. It's pretty uneventful as far as the imaging goes. There's no compression, no radiation, and your report is generated within 24 to 48 hours. So please give our office a call at 937-433-3241, and I'd love to meet you. There's some case studies on our website about thermography, too. I'm going to share one with you on air. It's one of my favorite ones from this year because this is kind of like the end of the year show for me. All right. It's December 27th. Just got through Christmas, and now we're on our way to New Year's. And we have a whole new year to just start fresh, and that's what's best about January. Maybe not the muddy snow that can come around, but it's a way to just give yourself an excuse to just let it go, start fresh. If you need guidance on your health, please give us a call. It's a great baseline testing that we do. We offer a men and women's health profile testing, which when you include blood testing and toxic element testing, you're getting close to 200 markers, and you will not get that anywhere. All right. And if you want to view a sample report, because once we get results from any lab testing that we do, we put it in a very patient-friendly format. It's color-coded, and there you can view a sample report on our website under the nutrition tab. And our website is take2healthcare.com. That's with the number two. All right, so one of the first things I want to do is read you a little testimony that I got a couple weeks ago. And this patient states, as for my improvements, I have lost close to 20 pounds. Now, this is only on being on her program for 3 months. The inflammation is much better. I sleep well and do not have night sweats like before. My skin is clearing up. Overall, I feel better than I have over 10 years. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. And I really love hearing back from my patients when they're doing, you know, even if they're doing worse, I love to hear back from my patients because, I mean, I follow up with them a lot just to see how they're doing. But there might be some tweaks that need to be made or something like that, because every one of my patients has their own protocol. When we do nutritional lab testing, in which we test for over 200 markers, every patient is given their own protocol. Every patient is unique. Every patient comes from a different background. Some patients might have allergies. Some patients might not be able to swallow pills. So then we got to do liquid supplements. So every patient is different. And for this patient that I'm going to go over her case study, she just came to me to get retested. So she'd been seen in our office in 2003. And then we didn't see her again till 2020. And then she was getting her labs done every year after that. And so I'm not sure where to start with this. Okay, let's start with, so her, when she came to us in 2020, we tested her toxic elements. And what we found was that she was not excreting any lead or mercury in her hair test. What showed up in her hair test was very, very, very high aluminum. Her aluminum value came back at 25 and the cutoff is 12. All right, so that's why we then tested the toxins in the urine. Now, what was interesting is that aluminum didn't show up in her urine. She was excreting it in the hair. But what showed up in the urine were the levels of lead and mercury. Mercury came back at 47. The cutoff for mercury is 0.8. And her lead came back at 12. The cutoff for lead is 1. So as you can see, this patient has very high toxic element status. What also showed up in her blood, which is what caught my eye, is in 2021, her testosterone level was 12. Now, we do testosterone on females because it's included in the panel, but also it can affect your energy levels, your ability to gain muscle and lose weight. So her testosterone back in 2022 was 12. Then her testosterone in 2024 came back. Hold on, stay with me here. Yeah, her total testosterone was only 12. Wow. Her total testosterone in 2024 jumped from 12 to 517. So in 2 years, her level went from 12 to 517. Unless you are taking testosterone as a female, your number should not be that high. Then I said, hey, we need to get a second opinion, because what also came back high was her level of HCG hormone. DHEA, the DHEA hormone, DHEA sulfate came back at 369, and it should be under 160. DHEA sulfate is a concern because it's produced by the adrenal glands. Guess what else is produced by that? Testosterone. So I'm like, we need a second opinion. We need imaging done. All right, so here's her story. She said, she saw her testosterone levels that had increased to 695 from 525 since September. So that was about 3 months it increased. Honestly, she thought the 525 was an error. So that's why she just didn't follow my advice right away. She wanted to see what the testosterone was in another couple months. She said, am I correct in assuming that the heart issues I've been having are related to the testosterone? When I climb a flight of stairs, I have chest pains and difficulty breathing. I wake up in the middle of the night from loud pounding sounds of my heartbeat and am frequently lightheaded. As a dancer and fitness instructor, I've always been very active, so these symptoms have been concerning. I have also had a breakthrough bleeding in the past summers after years of no periods. Also an indicator of something more serious going on? I did not know she was having those symptoms. She did not inform me about that. But yes, those are critical symptoms, especially as someone as good as health as she is from a fitness instructor. So she needed a new primary care physician because she wanted to get a second opinion. I'm like, no problem, but I think we need to see an endocrinologist. She tried 4 different doctors before getting into one. I'm not going to name the hospitals, but there was one hospital that would not even consider her because they only accept referrals from that physician network. And then another hospital said that they did not have new patient openings, but she sent them a fax to see if they would get her in under this critical circumstance. Another endocrinologist was triple booked and not accepting new patients. Basically the same answer she was getting everywhere she called. Another one said his office only sees diabetic patients. So I actually referred her to my primary care that I have. She's actually a nurse practitioner. I love her. We work well together. But it's always just good to have one, right? But I referred her to the one that I use. Finally, she got in because we needed this specific imaging done. And she had a CT scan done. And the CT scan showed a 3.7 centimeter mass on the that was arising from the right adrenal gland. There it is. She had a mass growing, and it didn't. And the only reason we found it is because we tested an advanced cancer profile for her and her hormones. And you connect those two. You connect the DHEA sulfate with the total testosterone being very high, and it can arise from the adrenal gland. So let's image the adrenals, right? But you have to jump through all those hoops. Physicians don't test DHEA sulfate ever, really. And on a female, most don't test your testosterone unless you're being treated with testosterone from them, unless you're on hormone replacement therapy. So she had an adrenalectomy to remove a hormone secreting tumor. It was 4 centimeters big by that time, so it had grown. Got blood work done by the endocrinologist. Her testosterone dropped from 700 to 15. So her testosterone was even still going up. Removed the hormone secreting tumor. Her testosterone went from 700 to 15. And then her cortisol level was slightly elevated, but not a concern. So that's a fantastic case study. So just to go over her history, heavy metals can really affect your hormones. Can I blame the cause on the heavy metals that started the mass to grow? I can't, because I can't prove that, but I will tell you her levels of lead and mercury were sky high, and aluminum as well. They all were so very high. And after that testing and then doing the advanced testing with the hormone panel and cancer profile, we got her to where she needed, and she had it removed, and she's doing fine. Who knows what would happen if she would have let that grow? I mean, I'm not sure what that side effects could cause, but she, you know, as a healthy quote unquote individual, she had been concerned about loss of breath or difficulty breathing, climbing stairs, loud heartbeat or loud pounding sounds of the heartbeat, frequently lightheaded. So, and then she, all of a sudden she had a menstrual cycle when she's had years of not having one. So don't ignore your symptoms. So that was a really interesting case study, and hope you enjoyed that as well. That's the theme for this today's show, is just some really interesting case studies on how to be proactive and prevent things worsening down the road. All right, we do have to cut to a short break. Don't tune away. You are listening to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. I'm Dr. Natalie Yaley. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to today's show. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. And I hope everyone is enjoying the holidays with your family, friends. Do keep in mind, sometimes, you know, around this time of year, people may seem like they are doing okay, but they might not mentally. So please check in on your friends and family. Make sure everyone is healthy mentally too, because being mentally healthy is just as important as being physically healthy. Okay, so today's show's theme is just to review some case studies that happened over this year. And the first one that I reviewed with you was, how old is she? It was a patient of mine. A 62-year-old female. She took 2 years off of testing, and within the 2 years, her testosterone had gone up from 12 to over 600. And one of the hormones, which can also be a cancer indicator, the DHEA sulfate, showed up very high as well. So she ended up getting a CT scan done, and they found a mass on her adrenal gland. She had it removed, and her testosterone now is back down to 17 from 400. So that was basically, 15 from 700. But that's basically the gist of that case study. So we got her taken care of. Okay, so next up I want to read to you. We have a listener. I know she's probably tuned in because she listens all the time. And I want to share with you guys what she had to say about her treatments. Thank you so much for the encouragement note you recently sent regarding my continued follow-up with testing. Even though I'm still struggling a little bit with my food and drink habits, I just know I have to be mindful. I need to make better choices, but I'm faithful in taking the supplements you have recommended. I appreciate you and all of what you do to help your patients. I especially like to hear you on Saturday mornings when you do your office podcast. You always have great messages. Happy holidays. That is wonderful. I love getting notes from my patients just because this platform is so special to us, because this is how we can reach so many people and help or try to help so many people within just an hour. And we are here every Saturday from 11 to noon. It's nice to just turn it on and listen to us, get some advice while you're cleaning or you're cooking or you're just in your car running errands, doing lawn work. So if you've missed a show or you want to listen to more of them, you can view or listen to the shows off of our website. That is take2healthcare.com. That's with the number 2. Or you can view them on WHIO's website. Our website is a little behind on uploading them, but they all are on WHO's website. Just type in Take Two Healthcare Podcast at the top, and that'll direct you straight to there, okay? But yeah, no, we appreciate all of you listeners. Without you guys, we wouldn't be here. I mean, we have to have people tuned in, or else they probably would have let us go years ago. And I know Dr. Merkel has been on air now for years. I don't want to give his age, but years. The clinic's been open for over 40 years. And he still lectures around the nation. He obviously is still on the podcast that we have on air here every Saturday. But all of us clinicians kind of switch on and off from doing these shows, just whoever's available. But he's been on air. He doesn't necessarily see new patients anymore. But Dr. Dyer and I have been with the clinic a combined 34 years, which is amazing. So I've been with the clinic coming this February, it'll be 14 years. My first job right out of chiropractic school, Dr. Merkel brought me in to start the thermography program we offer, or the services we offer, and here we are. Okay, so when we come back, I have another few interesting case studies I want to share with you. Don't tune away. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. We are here every Saturday from 11 to noon. Thank you again, listeners, for tuning in. Please share what you've heard. If you've learned something today that you didn't know before you tuned in, then I've done my job, because that's exactly what this platform is for. Yes, we go over a lot about what our clinic is, because we all are board-certified chiropractors, but we do way more above and beyond what most chiropractors do. The type of lab testing that we do is actually very unique to our clinic. We have our own panels that you can't get anywhere else. We have an advanced coronary panel. We have an advanced comprehensive panel that we call a science-based nutrition panel. We have full thyroid panels, including antibody testing. We can test for Lyme's, we can test for cancer, we can test for toxic elements, we can test for Alzheimer's, right? They FDA just approved the p-tau217 test to diagnose Alzheimer's, and it's over 90% accurate. Most tests are not that accurate. Like, over 90% is very, very good. So yeah, we can do it all. So please, if you've not had a baseline test done, I would recommend starting as early as in your 20s or 30s. 40-year-olds, you should get one every single year. Same with 50s, 60s, unless something critical comes back. And oftentimes we see that. So that comes down to retesting. Now, the next case study I'm going to share with you is one of my favorites from this year, because this patient was so compliant. And depending on your goals, the more compliant you are, the better your results will be, right? What does compliant mean? It just means follow instructions. And some patients, and I'm guilty of this too, but some patients will go off on their own, try to do something different, or not do anything at all, and then expect to see changes. Now, this patient came in for a thermogram in November of 24. And it was her first thermogram. She's never had one done. Her last mammogram was that year as well, and her results were abnormal. She had, and she has, does have a family history of breast cancer. So this patient came in for a baseline thermogram telling me, okay, I have an abnormal mammogram. What's going on? With a thermogram, you're given a score, which is based on a scale that goes from 1 to 5. The more findings you have, the higher your risk assessment, which means the higher your number. So 5 is the highest number you can have. 5 is bad, 1 is good. Her scores for each breast was a 4+, which puts her in between a 4 and a 5. And the only reason why she wasn't a 5 is because the nipple temperature differentials were within normal limits. All right, so that's what you're given when you're given your thermography report. You're given a score. The higher the number, the worse it is. So I told her, look, you have this abnormal mammogram. Why don't we get some lab testing done and see what's going on? The lab testing she had done in November showed very high liver enzymes, a little bit of poor cholesterol, low vitamin D, but her cancer markers were within normal limits. The other thing that showed up was very high ferritin, which is stored iron, and she had very high C-reactive protein. So what does this tell me? She has an inflamed liver. Her C-reactive protein inflammation marker was high, and she is storing iron. So I had her follow a supplement protocol, also had her donate blood to reduce the stored iron, right? Because out comes the blood, out comes the iron. So I had her follow a supplement protocol to reduce inflammation. So she was on a lot of curcumin, lauricedin, vitamin C, vitamin D. And she was also on a chlorella supplement because her levels of aluminum, barium, silver, and tin were all very high. So she was doing a little bit of a detox, donated blood, taking supplements for inflammation and for liver. And that's pretty much all that showed up in her lab testing. Like I said, her cancer markers were not outside normal limits. But when she retested, so she initially tested in November, and then she retested in March, and then she retested in August. As of August, her liver enzyme, let's see, one of them went from 27 to 17. One of them went from 39 to 19. And then one of them went from 109 to 61. So we basically reduced her liver enzymes by half in just under a year, in 9 months. 9 months. That's not that long, especially, you know, if you're doing it safely and slowly, because we also had to do a little bit of a detox, right? So her liver enzymes within 9 months were cut in half or reduced by half. Her ferritin, which is why she donated blood, went from 209 to 49. And that's from probably just donating blood. Her C-reactive protein inflammation marker went from 17 to 2. All right, so she improved significantly with her inflammation, liver, and stored iron level. And even though her breast cancer tumor marker called the CA2729 wasn't critically high, it went down from 31 to 25. Hey, we'll take the lower number, right? A value closer to zero is best. And then on top of that, after she did a little bit of a detox, her aluminum went from 12 to 1, and then everything else went down. So she improved overall very successfully. Then we retested her thermogram. And we retested her thermogram in September. So this was what she did is she initially did a thermogram. She found some problems in her lab work. She found that she had high toxic elements, followed the supplement protocol, retested her blood, and then retested her thermogram. Her thermogram numbers dropped. Each breast went from a 4+ to a 3. And a 3 is good. I will tell you, mainly I see 3s. She had 2 findings, one on each breast, completely resolve, meaning she had vascular hyperthermia, which is a blood vessel, because the way that tumors grow is they need a blood supply. So what we will see on a thermogram are blood vessel patterns that might look suspicious in their size or shape or temperature. She had 2 of them completely go away. And then she had 2 of them, one for each breast, also drop in their temperature, meaning they are less active. Because the more active a vascular finding is, the more likely it could be potentially feeding something. Also, the nipple temperature differential improved as well. So those are all significant findings, which let me drop her score significantly, because I usually don't see that big of a drop unless there's something going on that we can improve. Meaning, what caused her thermogram findings possibly could have been due from the stored iron, the inflammation of the liver, and the toxic elements. All of those 3 different findings, toxic elements, liver, and stored iron, can affect your hormones. So on her thermogram, her findings that looked like they were cancer suspicious were actually due to metabolic and environmental disturbances in the body. And how do you find that out? You test properly. You follow the guidelines and then you retest. And I see it all the time. I had a patient who I spoke about earlier in the year. She was doing a thermogram several years in a row, always had good scores. And then all of a sudden her score went up. She didn't change anything except she had started applying wild yam cream. Now, this is a case study on our website. So I would highly recommend to look at it because the images are up there. And the images show what they looked like with the wild yam cream and then what they looked like after stopping the wild yam cream. And when she was using that cream, it looked like she had cancer. It was hot, vascular. There was one breast that looked completely different than the other. And so what we did is an ultrasound and then repeat the thermogram after going off the yam cream, and everything improved. So you don't know what you don't know, right? Unless you're going to test, you're not going to find out anything. And honestly, I am not sure this patient that I just went over about her liver, stored iron, and chemical imbalances causing her high thermogram, she did a gynecological, she saw her OBGYN in 2024, but I'm not quite sure when any lab testing had been done prior to that with her primary care. So she might have taken a few years off and or had never known. So it's very important to listen to the guidance of the doctor that you're seeing. But also, if you want to go more of a natural, holistic, allopathic approach, come to us. Because, I mean, I'm being a little biased, right? I work for Take-Two Healthcare. But we see patients that may go on hormone replacement therapy or may start taking supplements on their own or are misdiagnosed and they've wasted their time and money and they've actually caused more of a problem than what they initially set out to do. And then we see it all the time. People that take Ozempic or one of the GLP medications or injections, I've tested them and some of their cancer markers come back scary high because it can affect liver and pancreas. Some that I've tested who are on those weight loss drugs, some of them have cancer markers that are healthy, but some of them have cancer markers that are high. So you don't know what you don't know. And many physicians do not test cancer markers because insurance will not pay for them, most insurance, all right? I want to use the word most, not all. And not all physicians are, some are willing to order them, some aren't. So I'm not just putting a blanket on everything. Some are, some aren't. But most do not. Because insurance considers those tests investigational, and they only cover the cost until after you've been diagnosed and after you've been treated for cancer. But wouldn't you like to know if one of your markers are going up? For example, the patient that I was talking to you about, her case study earlier in the show, she had a DHEA sulfate hormone test that was very high, but it can also indicate adrenal cancer, and she had an adrenal mass. But most physicians are not going to test that because she didn't go to them for that. So that's why, yes, we test aggressively, but that's because we do not like to miss anything. We do not want to be responsible for misdiagnosing you or misleading you or missing anything in general. So we test very aggressively initially, and then we kind of back down and only retest what we need to. Okay, we do have to cut to a short break, but when we come back, I have one more quick case study for you. Hope you're enjoying the show. Hope you're learning a little bit about what you could be doing for your health. But don't turn away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Natalie Yaley. This is Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. Hope you're enjoying the show. The theme today was just to kind of share with you some interesting case studies that I dealt with this year, just kind of reflecting on, you know, all the people that we help. And we wouldn't promote what we do so much if it didn't work. And the way that we know it works is that we have the actual testing results. Numbers are key. We're big on testing. So earlier I was talking about, you know, getting a baseline study, knowing where you're at, quitting guessing, don't waste your time and money, because some people just don't know where to start. And to find underlying root cause, you really have to dig deep sometimes. So don't put a Band-Aid on it, and don't ignore your symptoms either. Sorry. speaking of getting to the root cause, one of the patients that I'm working with does have Parkinson's, and he came to me. His metabolic testing looks great, and sometimes that happens. Sometimes the answers are not in your blood testing. Sometimes the answers are in your environmental testing, your toxic element testing, and he showed that he was not eliminating any lead or mercury by himself. What it did, or arsenic. What it did is it took a special protocol and some supplements we used to pull it out. And this gentleman's lead, in just 7 months, his arsenic level has gone down from 62 to 21. And the cutoff for arsenic is 50. So we've got that down. And then his mercury level went from 51 to 12. The cutoff for that is 6. And his lead has come down from 35 to 8. The cutoff for that is, we cut you off at 1. So this gentleman, most likely over the years, he has been storing arsenic, lead, and mercury, and it could have potentially caused the Parkinson's. Don't get me wrong, he golfs. The only problem he has is he has trouble getting out words. So we're working on everything, but see what we can do in just a few months. And like I always say, whether it takes 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, we can start today. You can start today with Take Two Healthcare. And I'd love to help you. I'd love to meet with you. We love our listeners. We love feedback. We do have a Facebook page if you want to reach out to us on there. Visit our website at taketwohealthcare.com. Tons of information on our website. We have case studies, recipes, lab reports. So if you want to look at what a lab report is, we have a sample report on water testing that we offer too. I tested the water in the clinic to make sure our filter was working, and it is. So anyways, we offer lots of things in the clinic. So, and that's the best type of doctor to have is, yes, you need your specialists, especially in critical conditions, but in order to really find out where you need to go with your health, it's really good to get a baseline study, and that's exactly what we can do for you. Okay, I hope I have to sign out now. The show is over, but I hope everybody is enjoying their wonderful holiday season. Have a very, very Merry New Year. Stay safe out there, and please give us a call. I'd love to meet with you. I'd love to talk with you and help you. Have a Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks again for tuning in. My name is Dr. Natalie Ailey, and I'm signing out. It's our